So welcome you guys to the, I don't know, where are we now? So first and first, I would like to apologize for wasting our time. We waited too long to come back. We had a lot of things resuming from last year. Resuming, you know, you guys should know how it is, the stress, everything. So we could not actively help you guys, you know. Not really help you guys. We could not record. We didn't have a chance. We didn't have a lot of things, yeah. There was drama, exactly.
There was drama,
so,
lots of drama.
Yeah, but now we are back.
There's drama now. School fee hike, a lot, washathon, a lot, actually.
Yeah, a lot. And we're going to talk about all those things down the line. You don't want to miss any episodes from now. We're going to be here back to back to back. So let's get straight to the old drama. I'm your host, Aki, aka Saturn. Yeah, I'm Saturn. So I'm glad to have you guys here. Also, we have other hosts here. We have the one, the only, Oba Billions.
Stop playing! Stop playing! So I'm Oba Billions, billionaire star girl. Stop playing, stop playing. And I have...
Afro.
Yeah, so we have Afro on the beats. She doesn't sing, though. She doesn't sing. But we have a person who sings though, and is always on the beat, and he fucks the beat
Stop
up
playing,
every
Rob
single
Rose.
Time. Wait. This particular person came out of nowhere and took the music scene by storm. You know, in 1 year, in one session, it's unheard of. It's crazy. And I'll say Afro Baby is among the top 5 artists on campus.
Drum Rose.
There's something he doesn't like. There's a way he spells his name, but you people keep on adding something to the front. So, we don't have P-Sam here. We don't have P-Samuel. We have the one and only Samuel.
Thank you for having me.
This boy again, I
thank you for... Thank you for having me. Man, it's such... a privilege to be here. Thank you so much.
I'm blushing.
Actually.
I'm blushing. So yeah. Samuel, first, thank you for like taking your time out to like be here. I know like it's not easy. Superstar and all, no. Yes. You know, your schedule is tight and you understand. Maybe you have practicals, not superstar practicals. Yeah. We have tests, have anything, but like above all we're all still OU students. So like yeah, I understand your P. So Samuel, where I'm going to start this from is, what do you have to say about the music scene in OU generally? What can you say about it?
The music scene, like when I started or like now as it is?
From where you started to right now, like what can you just say about it in general?
When I started, it was not easy. Like nothing really comes easy when it comes to entertainment in general in like a school like OAU. So like nothing comes easy. Like you have to like fight your way up there. If you don't have like backing, like if you don't have people that okay, those, let me put in quotes, big boys,
yeah,
that
yeah,
like have your backing and all. So like it's quite difficult.
So that means that you are insinuating that there's godfatherism kind of in the music scene OAU.
I'll just, yeah, something like that, Sha. Something like that.
What do you think about that? About you, I know, person. What do you know? Like, what can you say about you, person, my person, kind of something?
I think it's actually true. Because the thing is, you have to just, the thing is, Nigeria basically, to get to the top, you just need to have like connections and all. You get networks. So, you want to go and perform at one freshers party. Like, you need to actually know, maybe know the DOS, know someone in the planning committee or something. You want to perform at one show, an amphitheater. You have to, like, know the organizers, maybe know the MC. Maybe, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, like,
understand.
Yeah, I think I feel him, actually.
So, like, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
I think it's just the way Nigeria is wired. I think it's just the way things works generally. Like, it's just how things are. You have to know somebody to actually... You're not just going to walk up to... In a show, you get, just walk to the stage. I don't know what you get.
Yeah.
And you cannot just walk up to whoever the organizer. Nobody's going to take it seriously.
Yeah.
You get. So, like, you have to know someone that introduces you to someone. Maybe Tell You Life is organizing a show. You have to maybe know Motion Millions, or you have to know...
Yeah.
And you get. So, that's how it basically works. That's what I think, though.
So, like, it's not really bad. Or, like, someone, do you think it's a bad or good thing?
it's a bad thing, though.
For I think it's me, just generally not fair.
Yeah, like, it's not fair. Because, like, there are some people that are, like, really, like, some people are talented, yeah. Like, Godfatherism, yeah, is, like, I feel like Godfatherism doesn't, like, come in play for people that are talented. It comes for those people that don't deserve the position they are. Like, no.
I feel like some people are talented, and like Godfatherism for them just like a plus. Why some people are not even talented at all?
Yeah, like the Godfatherism comes when like you've proven yourself well enough. Like now, the stage I am now, I can say that I have some people up there that I can just like, I can come live for a show and like I'll still perform before those people that have been there.
So, yeah.
So, but just, no, it's like, so basically. They won't really know you unless you made a name for yourself or taking things out to you. Like, yeah, I feel you. Like, I understand.
I think Godfatherism just makes things easier. You get just having a song. Yeah. You know this person.
I don't want to like call names or like say anything, but I feel like.
Call names!
I will not call names, please. So,
call
beg.
Names!
No, please, no.
I'm a real man.
I'm a man, yeah, exactly. A man knows when to fight, and a man knows don't.
Anyway.
So wait, okay. Oh, so because I'm a man, I'm gonna draw the tail of a lion, Abby. No, I don't do so. Please.
I
can try. Watch it for me.
And just call one of you.
I will not call them. Yeah, they will come and beat me. I don't want. No, they won't beat me. But like, yeah, I don't go looking for trouble where trouble is. Exactly. Trouble is sleep. You go wake up. Fine. This year they say no good for anybody. But at the same time, use sense. I bet. Anybody can they drag me? So like,
I said word.
Oba has something against me.
I do. That is what he's calling.
I'm not going to call him. So like, yeah. So like, what was I even going to say? So I was saying that this thing, the Godfatherism, it's good, it's bad. They are good things. They are both sides of a coin.
I think it's just not fair to some people. I think that, but it's not like necessarily. It's not exactly bad. It's not like exactly good.
Yeah,
but it's just not fair.
Because at the same time, these people that they promote are also very very talented people.
Some are not.
Thank you. Do you know the pain? Like when you see one.
Meat. But what was it like for you?
Can I use
below meat?
Can I use R-rated words?
Yes.
When you see ass nigga up there on the stage, and like you're like, I saw me pass this boy now, like
the bad nigga.
Exactly, the sick bad nigga for stage, and like you are just there, like what the fuck? Like I just need an opportunity. Like so, that was how it was for me.
And so, you reduce opportunities for people that can actually.
I'm even tired of correcting people because like it's people will still call me Pisam or Pisamuel.
What is it?
It's Samuel.
You know, Samuel, like, that's a stage.
Yeah, the P silence.
Okay, I think it's going from
like Psalms.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Pneumonia, psychology.
Exactly.
Thank you. You can't say peace psychology.
Exactly. You can't say peace psalms.
Alright.
So exactly. So Samuel.
I was going to ask a question. Okay. I was saying, so like, was it like that for you to when you got to AU?
Yes,
wanted to perform
was.
In some fresh ass part and they didn't allow you because they didn't know you.
Yeah, like I can give you a very good example. When I first
the first night I was there.
I want to hear it.
Aki was it was there, like it was a show at Angola. Like they do that thing every year.
Anglo Most Party.
Yeah. So
I performed. So I didn't perform.
So like it's a yearly something, and like as per fresher now, like I was so pumped up, hyped up, energy 100%. I was like, "Are you guys come to Anglo Most? I'm going to be performing, blah blah blah."
But then did you let the organizers?
I already hit up the people they told me to hit up. Like I already told them that okay, this and this, I'm performing. They're like send your songs. I sent my songs to DJ everything. But like people came outside for me to like see me perform,
and you still got slides.
And then
they didn't let me perform.
Who sabi you?
They didn't let me perform.
Are you serious? But it was talent show now. You'd have just come.
Exactly. They did not allow me.
Was it one show at Amphi that I came for? That one of my classmates was performing. They not allow this guy.
I know their show. See, this is where I will call names first.
Don't tell me.
Who are you all stars? Who are you all stars? Who are you all stars? Was a bland dance. See, it was a blatant sum of
like nothing happened.
Person, no person. Because you won't tell these artists that they are going to perform and they are there hours before and they watch people who just come get on the stage when you've been waiting and they keep on telling you that your name is on the keyboard. At the end of the day, the show ends up finishing.
I didn't know it was like that. That's what they do.
They'll be like, now you they come next.
I have four artists. I have more than four of my guys. I had Yankuli, IBK, Clinton.
I was there.
Clinton, I think I remember.
You were there. Did you perform?
Someone did not perform.
But you did perform there.
We were all backstage.
Yeah, I saw their names on the flyer.
Yeah, exactly. We were all backstage.
I think that was the first time I was even going to like see your name.
So yeah, so like things like that is what I feel is wrong with the OAU music scene. You know what? I don't want to. Everywhere basically, but I'm focusing on music scene. So, basically, I'll say that, look, Mr. Artist, Mrs. Artist, you know, you're listening to this, fine, you know people, fine, it's a lot of things. Like, you've gone to a stage where you're well known, right? Yes, fact. But I want to let you know that outside of you, you're not really anything.
Hey, some people are something outside of you, let's not go there.
Some. I never said all. I acknowledge majority. I acknowledge there are people doing big things out there. Yeah, I'm talking about the ones who think they are all in all. And if you think I'm talking to you, and if you feel triggered, that means you're among them.
So the shoe fits.
I don't call them all.
Cinderella.
Exactly. So like basically, you're nothing outside the UU campus. You're nothing without the UU.
It's the fact that always doing one love for me, like the way these people always copy. Until you
go out and prove yourself, you are still an UU artist. You are not a celebrity. So understand that everybody out there coming out to perform, you might have the unfair advantage, but still, don't oppress others because once upon a time you were there, and if you go outside, this same thing you are doing to other people, if they do it for you, you are going to be so pissed off. So if they call you for a show, be early, be on time. Try. I know it's not easy, but try.
That's why I came late, and this year hadn't started.
Exactly. So like,
it goes both ways. Yeah. Like there are some shows I would go for, and they will be like, chill. We go call you, say, we won't like keep you for the last, like we won't keep the best for last or something like that. I'm like chill. So like for other shows, just be like, now the same thing goes up for there. We'll just go late and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, okay. So I understand. Okay, that's another thing. So it goes. So that's why I say that we have to know things from the artist's perspective. This is me coming from someone who goes for shows and see everything. So like from the artist's perspective, we've heard that. That is the particular reason. That's one reason why they come late. So is there any other reason why you come late? Or it's just. Someone, why did you come late?
Okay. See me, I'm not going to lie. I went for two shows last week, Saturday.
Yeah.
And like, on the banner, on the flyer, it's 9 p.m.
Yeah.
The first one is 9 p.m. and the second one is 8 p.m.
Yeah.
I went for both shows like few minutes to 11.
Yeah.
And the MC is not even there yet. Like they've not started anything.
Was it a freshers party?
Yeah, it's a freshers party. Like they've not started shit at all. Like, and I'm like, the fuck. I just left campus because I don't want to stay behind.
Yeah.
Like I want to go to church the next day, obviously. So like I just left.
So
sometimes you'll be like, these people, they are going to obviously start late. So, like, if we are going early, what are we going early there to do?
Okay.
Do you get?
Yeah. So, like, okay, now I understand. Yeah. I understand that. So, Samuel, obviously, starting out on campus, you went from, I don't want to say nobody, you went from somebody having a thing to prove to everybody, now seeing the evidence don't clear. See, Samuel is not here to play. So, there are obviously people, like, which people can you, like, say that along the line that they were key to where I am right now? People that, where I wasn't even mentioned, like, they were calling my name. So, like, those kind of people, like, who?
They plenty small. They actually plenty. From the onset, I think I've always had, people that got to listen to me.
Yeah.
Like, if they just had the chance to, like, okay, listen to me, they, like, immediately fall in love with my stuff. Do you get? So, like, from PD days, People like Astro.
Yeah.
People like Samuel is my namesake. He used to be my roommate.
Okay.
Then like coming to OAU, I met people like Baby Vamp, Levi. I met Ayo Santos.
I've seen the old dynamic between you and I, like, Ayo is going to, see, no matter where it is, once he gets Pisa, it's going to be here.
It's so such
like,
a
shout out to, like, honestly, like, shout out to Ayo. You know, like, the first episode, Ayo was, like, really instrumental. So, anywhere, anytime, shout out to Ayo. Ayo, man, you are blessed, man.
I eventually performed at first, it was Microbiology Freshers Party. And like the way he called me on stage, like he hasn't even heard me before, but the way he called me, and like after I performed, it was like, call your IG and let them follow you. It was
how
like,
did you guys meet?
It was just at the party. Like,
are you serious?
Yes, it was just at the party. Just called my name. Really? It was like, be somewhere. And I was like, okay, I just performed and was like, ah, he fucks with my shit. And then he, like, did he hit me up or I don't know. Like, we should go to. Like text, and he asked me for the link of my song that I performed. Like,
and
so, like, he gave me like an energy boost, like that. Really? Okay, like, somebody actually fucks with me and stuff. So, like, there are a lot of people. Now there's Bemi, there's you,
I'm blushing.
There's BC, the owner of Microns.
Shout out, Micron.
Shout out to Microns. A whole lot of people. I can't even like remember.
Can't list them all actually. Hmm? So you can't list them all.
Yeah.
Like so many people. Now I have them on us music. Like there's a whole like the chain long gone. Like.
So Samuel, we've seen your sound evolve from the lover trap boy to the Afrobeat powerhouse. So like. Tell us about that transition. What brought about the transition?
First off, I started with rap.
Yeah.
In secondary school, then trap.
Yeah.
Then now Afrobeats. Like honestly, like I'm dynamic. I always tell people that I'm dynamic with my stuff. When they ask me that, okay, what genre do you do? Yeah. I don't like to tell them Afrobeats.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't limit myself to Afrobeats.
I think Afrobeat is not just. I feel like Afrobeat is like an umbrella to every other.
Yeah, it's an umbrella, but like when you say Afrobeat, there's like one sound.
Is that over generalization or something?
Yeah,
like
they would just generalize. Okay, you
are under Afrobeat, so I feel like it's just better to just like
coin. Like,
yeah, most times I feel like saying like okay, maybe Afro fusion.
Yeah,
I feel like Afro fusion or Afro everything. They are all still like Afrobeat.
Yeah.
Afrobeat is just African music, so like whatever music you're making, that's what Afrobeat is.
There's some music that are not African.
Amapiano is not Afrobeat, but it's African. So yeah. I don't like I said, this Afrobeat, if we talk about Afrobeat, it's going to be like an entire convo.
Afrobeat originated from Nigeria.
Yeah.
Like them fella, they were the ones that like.
So, and this is the major of like African sounds, and it was not just from Nigeria. So I feel like Afrobeat is just generally music from.
Some people know.
I feel like people that don't even accept that. I'm like Afro fusion or Afro rema or Afro whatever. You know, to me, it's just
everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody do you. It doesn't matter what you call yourself, as long as you believe that this is what I'm doing. Nobody can defend it from you except from you, because you are the artist. So like, what you say is what's final. Because people will say a lot of things.
Yeah, so from like trap to like then Afrobeat and stuff, like basically like when I'm writing songs, like you can't always like write trap, you can't always be in love, you can't always feel sad. You like, we are humans, like we don't be robots now normally. You get like different types of emotions, do you get? So like when I'm feeling angry, I make a song about anger. When I'm feeling sad, I make a song about like me being sad and stuff. So like so like that's the evolution.
If you go to someone's page and you go and you scroll down there's this video is shot in Angola. We came from that to move, you are not that guy. This is big. You might have heard this, you might have not heard this. early this year, or I don't know, it was late last year, early this year, Samuel shot his shorts. Samuel shot his shorts. Samuel shot the biggest shorts he has ever shot in his life. And it was like, and it was like all in or not. Someone shot to our own alumni, Emeka the Stallion, Black Bones.
Black fucking Bones.
Shout out to Emeka. Emeka, when you come, we get talk to talk. Emeka, I did on my knees. When else you can tell you, you told me I get one on one, but that's another line. So, Black Bones, someone post something on Twitter, I'm like, Black Bones, this is my song, this is move. I would love you to up on it. Less than 24 hours.
Manny replied.
I quote, Black Moon said, what the fuck, bro? This is crazy. Let's get this in the studio ASAP. ASAP. So, that moment, how did you feel?
But then has he contacted you since?
Like, yeah.
We'll get there. So, we'll get there. So, watch out for Samuel remove. So like, yeah, at that point, what did you feel?
It was crazy. My head won't blow. I'm not even going to lie. Like, it was like, it felt like a dream. Because like, I remembered, like, I sent my videos to Yankoli.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, let me compile this stuff. I want to post it on Twitter and stuff. And then I remembered like putting a poll up. Because I have a group on my and then I put it up there. I was like, who should we tag on this? And like, people were just picking Black Bones, Black Bones. Normally, I've had it in mind to like tag Black Bones, you get. So like, people were picking Black Bones. So I was like,
put Black Bones on poll.
Yeah, I did.
From
Oil. Yeah, I
that's what you call alignment.
Yeah.
Alignment.
I put up Psycho IP, I put up Odumodu Black, check, then Black Bones. So I was like, which,
why this particular artist go?
Because I feel like they are going to kill the beat. Like, if any of them like could, and I feel like their Twitter presence is there.
Yeah.
So like, I was like,
Emeka Odumodu, I can't say for Wipe. I don't really
Wipe is active. Psycho IP.
I don't know. Maybe
I'm really
more. Well, Emeka started pushing
himself
on Twitter.
So,
yeah, I put it up and people were just picking Black Bones. There were about 50 votes for Black Bones and the rest shared the rest of the votes.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, fuck it. So I'm going to use Black Bones. And earlier, I had a problem with my distro. They took down my song and all that. So everything was just messing with my head. I was just like, okay, let me just do this thing. January 1, like this, bam. I just went to Twitter. Then I like just posted the stuff and I was just telling people that please repost. I sent it to my manager. My manager too, she did a lot.
Shout out to Bemi. I love you.
A whole lot. Then people were just like posting and reposting and stuff. And I was up till like around 2 a.m., 3 a.m. I was like just waiting, Emeka just see this thing. Like, I was just waiting, and then I just went to my group. I was just like, well, see if Emeka no see this thing, may all of us know, like everybody energy should not like be down with. I was still going to do crazy shit this year. So like, I just went to bed. Like I said, I slept like 3 a.m. So like, I'm a deep sleeper. I slept till like around 12. So that's how my phone rang and Astro called. It was like, guy, you didn't sleep. It was like, guy, you didn't sleep. I was like, what's in soap now? What's in soap? It was like, Emeka don't repost us. I was like, yo, you didn't play me. I was like, come online. Then I came online. My Twitter don't blow up. Like, I was seeing 20 plus notifications on my Twitter.
Damn.
This thing. So like, I was just like crazy. I was just like, my hand was shaking, bro. I was like, I did not believe it. Then I called my mom. Mommy had reposted me. She was happy. She was praying. Then I messaged Black Bones and he replied. I was like,
instantly,
bro. I was like, yo, this is really happening. And then he referred me to his manager because he was busy at the moment. And I was talking to his manager and all of that. So that's how it went.
All right. So Samuel, if you don't mind dropping some scoops exclusively for, you know, what's up with your podcast. Time frame for release. Is there anything?
Honestly, I don't know yet. But we're just talking. He's quite busy now. So like me, But by February, Sha, everything should be like done. I'm really hopeful for February.
Yeah, so like, everything is. You recorded?
No, nah, I've not recorded yet. But like everything should be like settled February. Yeah. I understand the fact that he would be pretty busy.
Yeah.
So like I'm not even trying to like. But me and his manager, we still like talk very well.
Okay, man, that's good. Shout out to
Black Bones.
You know,
maker.
You're making Uyeyu proud.
Real.
Making Uyeyu proud. Some also, you also got to make Uyeyu proud. Everybody here, you know, we're all going to make Uyeyu proud.
Don't forget us. Uyeyu blow.
Everybody go blow.
Everybody go blow. Don't be saying, Everybody go blow. So, most weird experience we've had as an artist on campus. Most weird, like.
Just. I want to hear your
gist.
Why
are you for the gist?
Shaping me like gist.
Or like, where, like.
It's for the plot.
Like a bad experience where, like, people have.
But now you think about it, like.
Ah.
Oh, my wife. Where people messed up.
Ah.
Well, there's one that will pay you the most. There's that one.
You don't even have to say one. I can say like four or five, right?
Oh, I have to listen to you.
Let me start with okay,
when I wanted to shoot the music video for Move, like I had so many things planned and stuff. I had people that like already promised that okay, we're going to
I'm about to repost.
No, not even about reposting. The planning, okay, things they are going to like sort. Some people were like, okay, I'm going to handle this for you. So like, when people tell you that, you just like take your mind off that place, like they get and like they fucked up. Fuck me up real bad. Like I don't like it will not show that much, but me and Astro and even you, Sefisabi, like we're doing so many impromptu things that day. Like, I wasn't really settled, but then I still had to. I was still shouting, move to the camera. Like, I don't get choice. I got still, like.
That video is out on YouTube right now.
And watch.
Samuel, PSAMUL, move on that video. Like, watch it, comment, share. And also, the behind the scenes of the video too is also live on Samuel's Instagram page, so like go there and see what's going on behind the scenes.
Was fun, I was there.
You do everybody bad.
I do everybody bad. So if you want to be do bad, or if you want to be done bad, when we're shooting the video for Move featuring Black Bones, be there. Be there. I will catch you. There's no escape.
I actually noticed when he was doing. That's the crazy part because I was with him most of the time.
So yeah, I capture everything.
Yeah, another weird thing is. After the Black Moon stuff, like, I was just seeing loads of...
Everybody became unnecessarily nice. Everybody became nice.
Did you get? Everybody became nice. Some people were hitting me up. Just come and hang with us. Don't worry. I'm going to sort the bills. Like, just come and... I'm just like you, waiting the soap. Like, radio stations too were hitting me up. Like... Come and do this, come and do that, and like it was just a lot. Sometimes I'll just like log in on WhatsApp, I'll just see messages, I'll just be like, I'll just drop it.
Training.
Yeah, something like that.
So,
another weird thing, tell us another one now.
No, but there's one
I remember someone told me about, you know, there's this stupid thing that, show promoters, show promoters do on campus that they were like, before you perform, you have to sell tickets for us.
About that.
They do that. Wow.
I think only performance.
Not like, even apart from Amphi, there are some people doing it.
Yeah,
people like obviously someone have gotten like a handful of them, a lot.
Oh, super weird.
But have you ever sold tickets, Samuel?
I've never sold ticket before. I was close to selling tickets for one Odudua show. I don't know if it was. Is he the Kata? No, it's not Kata Ife. I think it was Amphi, Zeno. It was Zeno. I don't know. I really can't. I think it was Belashmoda, yeah. Zeno's one was free. I think it was Belashmoda. So at least, even if I'm selling tickets for like a Belashmoda show, I know it's worth it. But this one. bro, faculty they tell me make I say.
Are you serious? Faculty pressure stuff.
Yes, now like, I would keep their name anonymous, but they were telling me to sell tickets to perform.
Yeah, you call him.
I don't even care.
Yeah, you call him. Like, faculty of. Faculty of. See that it's left to you to go and.
Education. I'm trying to guess.
No, please,
education,
Samuel.
For
cause of education,
Samuel. Have you done it?
No,
please, don't come for me. Don't come for hacking. Also,
it was weird.
So, yeah, man.
And then when I turned them down, the news got to me that they were dragging me on their group. That who am I or who do I think? No, it's not even about superstar. I swear to God, I don't like people calling me superstar because I find it cringe. Like when people are like, I feel embarrassed. I just be like, no, they whine me, I beg. So like when people are whining me, I don't even like it. But like I'm not claiming to be a superstar, but I know that I've created some standards because like I worked hard for this stuff.
Yeah.
And you are telling me to sell tickets for a freshers party, as in how now?
Fresher party.
Like
fresher,
I don't understand. Fresher. And then when I said no, and they started abusing me and all of that, like, oh, people.
Faculty of fix up. Don't try that again next time. Don't. I don't care if the artist has only two streams on their Spotify. Never about drugs and art.
Like, fam, it's a freshers party. No. Like, I feel like it's even a privilege for like these people come and grace the occasion. What would they be doing inside the freshers party?
Get.
Like, prior to the time,
like funny stuff, stuff, like other
almost nothing. Stuff. So like, they should even be paying
I'm
you guys.
I'm going to mention.
Like, it's a
I'm
privilege bringing people
phone.
To come
like,
and perform. Yes. So like, this one I even like.
No. Like these guys actually took care of me. Medicine. They called me to perform for their party. And like, less. I mean, like at least they included me in their budget. Yes, now. Like, yes, the like food, everything. Like they did us well. Like artists, they did. They called just three, just me. Shout out to B-pop, me, B-pop, and. One other guy like that is a dancer, so like at least like we are coming to entertain your audience, and you are still telling us to pay. Like some shows, to some precious party too. You go there and you be like, I'm an like artist. I want to perform. They will still be stopping you. They will be like,
pay tickets,
got the US, something. I'm like, how far now? Like, see my name on the flyer.
You don't.
Secondly, look, this goes out to party event and event organizers. If an artist comes with his friends to an event, it's wrong for you to tell the friends to pay, like, to buy tickets, because they are gracing the show for the sole purpose of coming and support their friend. They're not coming for your event. If their friend wasn't coming to perform, there's no way they're coming for your event. So charging them is just, like it's just like, crazy.
Like, okay, you have to pay because I'm coming. Like, because, like, okay, there are some parties.
Okay, yes.
There are some parties that, like, if I post it on my status that, okay, I'm going to be performing at this party. Some people that they don't even have any business with that party. Department or faculty. They will come. They just want to, like, okay, I want to see you perform.
Yeah.
They will come, like, 5-10 people. If 10 people are buying your tickets and you are still like stopping me and my guys at the, like, what else do you need? Like,
hotel, like real.
Do you get hotel, what else do you need?
Like, understand, like, there are big places where you don't, like, you can't really dictate, but like fresher party,
like,
parties on campus.
Do you get?
I listened to one freshers party and the budget and everything. Some people don't have the money, so they're using like other ways to get money. Like, I did one, my freshers party, I had to sell tickets. I did not sell it. They're saying my bag, I lost. I wanted to be like one of the social directors, and they said for us to do the social director this thing, we have to sell tickets. This was the last minute thing they told us. I said okay, no problem. I got the tickets. Yeah, for us to be a social director, we have to contest
to be candidate.
How social we are. I know, plenty, and that's why I didn't sell, because like you told me that I won't have to do anything, I just have to show up, and last minute, because people were not showing up, but like you have to sell tickets. I kept tickets in my bag and I didn't do anything. But that's how the reason why most of them are doing all these tickets is because most times the show is flopping and they need to get money for the budget that they have.
The right thing they would do is to maybe just donate money for sponsors or something. Not asking.
Yeah. Like these days when they invite me for parties, I will tell this director of socials that I'm coming with my team, don't stop us when we're coming. Because now I'm sitting down with my own JJ. Like the faculty that told me to be selling tickets, now I was on my own.
Imagine.
I did my deal. Nobody like saying I'm me they go meet you for them. Perform. I was on my own. You came to meet me. Like, do you get very disrespectful? Like, as in
Shitting.
You
want
to fix up all your
DOSs? Yeah,
I
call to
DOS,
fix up. So, Samu, I'm about to go. Lower. Get ready for this. There are allegations that some of your fellow artists are farmers.
Hey, Sammy, don't pump for me for sure.
Let's
be honest.
Explain the term farming.
Eh?
Explain.
They know.
I didn't agree.
Eh?
I didn't agree.
You agree you be farmer. you know, exactly now. You know be farmer now. Farmer now. On the farming on normal level, maybe they'll carry the Ganko organizer.
Agribiz.
And bring the organizer to their Spotify and tell the organizer to start engine. They do. It's not gonna be doing poof, poof. So there are streams that be doing boom, 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 boom. So maybe they plan to pour water, the stream will be, you know.
So you have some way you have to start commenting.
What do you have to say on that?
So you have some way you have to start commenting.
Me, I know.
Okay, you know.
Me, I know.
Special
name. I know. No, I don't want to. I will call the artist's name. Eh?
But five, four,
I will bleep it out.
One, call the artist's name.
Ah, Rakuba. You want to kill me? No. Not really. I don't do that. I don't call people. But what do you have to say about it?
Well, everybody with their different ways to promote themselves.
Yeah.
But I don't think farming is the way to go about it. Because, like, bots are listening to your songs, not real people. And, like, I feel you are depriving yourself of true joy.
True organic growth.
I think people that do that just impress people. I feel it's inferior complex.
Yeah.
Like they feel insecure about, they just want to have that, they want to make people assume, like you said, that okay, they are big.
Hey, you're big.
You get that, like you are dropping a song this week, and this week you are getting 10k streams on just one platform. Well, you can get it. There are some people that are getting it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, but like me and you know that there are some things that you are doing. So you are depriving yourself of true joy. Like, is it not just better when you like know that okay, you have 500 streams on this song and it's actual real people?
500 people
because if you have 500 people in your room,
listen to that song.
It's a lot.
You get, and it's obviously going to tell in your performance. Like if you're performing, like people that, some people they don't stream your songs like that.
Yeah.
You'll just be hyping, they'll repost your stuff. Yeah. You just repost your graphics, that this thing. But like if people are actually streaming your stuff, if you go out there to perform, like it will obviously tell.
Blackmon said it. Obviously tell.
Real no real, like real no real. The ones that are that are farming and the ones that are real, the energy is real.
It's just different. I feel like I can't
tell any artist what to do.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like that's not the way to go about it. And like, you are making we that okay, we drop song a month and we are trying to get 20k streams or trying to get this thing streams. Like, you make us look like fools.
Yeah.
Because when overnight you are getting 10k streams and me in a month I'm trying to get 20 or let me say okay, move an equation to the around 20 something closer. But like, we were struggling to like okay, maybe some people they are struggling to get 5k streams in a month.
Yeah.
But like, you are doing it overnight. Like, so you are making those people feel like
streaming. No, like question that would be like, who are the people that are streaming?
Fan streaming works.
Not that, like when you see someone have 5k or 10k, yeah, like someone that actually has the good music, yeah, 5, there's someone that is just mixing beat together and trying to make noise with it, 20. Yeah. They're like, who are the people that listen to this song and appreciating it? And you don't see, like, you don't see any comments, you don't see nothing. So that's what I'm saying about it.
They pay to get all this stuff, sir. Therefore, this is the prophet's claimer. Don't be a farmer.
Am I permitted to be selfish? Yes, be selfish as possible.
I am going to go for Hallelujah by Baby Vamp.
I said, I love that song.
Yeah.
I know someone that is very obsessed with that song.
Yeah. I'm going to go for Hallelujah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. In case you don't know, I don't want to say a group or something like that. Sure. There's this. It's Click.
This guy.
Yeah, it's Click. If you cannot see Samuel. You cannot see Samuel and not see these guys around. So it's Baby Vamp, it's Levi, it's Astro, it's Bimi, of Free Sense, new it's Fee of Free Sense. Obviously then there's me too, like then you know these people were just around and like this community you've placed around yourself, you know, like I see how everybody comes through for themselves and it's very underrated having people to actually push you, having people to tell you that I believe I fuck you, what you do is the best thing ever. It's like it's the best thing ever. I started Saturn, my clothing brand, which were not like launched yet. I brought some things out and people kept telling me that, bro, I love what you do, I love what you do. And I was looking at this like, it's nothing, but like, people kept on telling me that.
No, the quality you give is actually something. Like, don't talk down on it.
No, obviously, but like, it's a different thing when you have your friends believing in you and you know it's genuine and it's not as if they're just... Exactly, so like, it's just like, it's unreal, like, having 2-3 people who they really, really fuck with what you do, like it's underrated, mind-blowing, like so like having certain artists, having that community of people first. If your guy don't like your song, how someone else could like your song? If your own guy don't like your song, because someone, let's see, that's not
you see people that don't even know you, strangers that are like actually from
here. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So when somehow you have this community around you that believe in you, that knows that there's nothing that you can't achieve. And I don't know, I don't want you to feel like as if you disappoint them, because there's no way you're going to disappoint them. There's no way. So, but so we're also going to round it up. I don't know. How did you actually meet BV and Levi?
BV. Okay, I've explained that show on our PD.
Yeah.
BV. Yeah. Contact again on WhatsApp. So when they posted something about there's an app we used to record, like, yeah, to improvise if we can't go to the studio, do you get? So like one day I posted something about BandLab on my status, and then BB Vamp like slid into my DM and it was like, I can teach you how to use it. And the way you know say I sabi the team person. So like it was now, so we now started like sharing songs and stuff. And when he got to hear my own, he was like, ah, bro, are you mad? How did you do this thing? Blah, 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 and stuff like that. And it was like, ah, let's meet up. And I'm like, ah, I'm an aspirant too. I never entered school. And it was like, ah, bro, like from the onset, BB Vamp, I don't know, the guy is just so unreal. Like, he legit told me that, see, if you enter OAU, you go body everybody for you. It was like, he has not heard anybody like me before. No, BB Vamp is in his final years now. Yeah. He has a baby face, yeah. He's in his finals. So like he legit told me that like if I when I enter OAU that I'm going to like bag everybody, and I was like, this bubble they want me Jerry that this thing. So like that's for BB, and we got really close. And Levi, I actually already, like, I knew Levi from one of my other friends, a rapper from Abuja. Shout out to Phoenix Mark. So he, like, got to link us up. But me and Levi, we were not, like, talking like that. Because, like, he, that back then, it was, like, more of a rapper stuff. I mean, I know too.
He's still a rapper stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but now he's making mad Afrobeat songs. So, like, I was like, well, it was on and off and off till like BB Vamp like brought everybody. I feel like BB Vamp was like the belt. He was the one that like brought everybody together and stuff. So yeah, that's how everybody.
So like you're a real record, like it's real. If you've gotten to this point of the podcast, man, I love you so much. No, not goodbye, yeah, not goodbye yet. It's like if you've gotten to this point of this podcast, listening to this, I love you so much. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting the vision. Yeah, like, it honestly is massive getting to this point. If you're listening, so also us, I want to say a big thank you to Faith. Faith is in the background. Faith is very much part of us. Yeah, I love to call him a reporter because of his glasses. Also, Faith is like this channel. Faith is a channel.
Pharmacy student, what do you expect?
So yeah, so like if Faith is not here sometimes, Faith is reading.
Man is jacking.
So we thank Samo, we really appreciate you for coming out. We love you, we appreciate you. Oba, thank you for pulling up.
You're welcome.
Weirdo, I call her, I imagine for me, I call her Weirdo. I don't know. Thank you very much for pulling up, Weirdo. I don't care. So before we go, Samu.
Which now that you're based in OAU,
if we're going to be in OAU right now,
you are up there. So like
which other artists is coming like behind right now that you feel like we should be looking at?
You guys are making me seem like I'm on
TV. Like I said, within OAU, obviously, there are people that be like, bro. Because I won't say I'm popular on campus. I'll never say I'm popular on campus. But like, with my very, very tiny influence, I see people coming to me. I'm like, I look up to what you are doing. I mean, I'm like,
What did I do?
So like, yeah, obviously, I'm sure that's like something similar too.
I'm not really going to call them like youngins or upcoming, but like I just really do like respect their work.
Yeah.
I'm going to say MZ Altis.
Yeah.
And this one is my guy, like he's doing really, really good. Like shout out to him, Falil.
Yeah,
I'm going to give a shout out to Falil.
Yeah.
Nifi Dre. I don't know if you know him, but he's doing really good. Ibexi Frosh from Dramatic Arts.
Watch out for these guys. Watch out for these guys.
Yeah.
One more.
This one is not an artist per se, but like he's into entertainment. He's a dancer.
Yeah.
What's his name? James. Yeah, and one more, Big CEO. Yeah, so yeah, Big CEO. So these guys, like, they are really, really fire. So like, I really respect their work. And
real,
yeah,
real. One more thing. Last things last. No, I'm going to honor one person. I'm going to really honor on this camp, on this podcast. That really came through for us is the director of socials of OAU, CoWeb. Massive shout out to CoWeb, and also massive shout out to the General Secretary Opie Love. Like, I really appreciate you guys for what you've done for us, done for the podcast. You know, it's a very, very big thing. So yeah, so you guys, that's all for this week. We love you. I remain your one and only Akin. I'm signing out. Samuel signing out. Oba, we are all signing out. We love you guys. Enjoy. Thank you.